Open enrollment is underway. I gave a little briefing on open enrollment for health insurance a couple of weeks ago. And I want to tell you, now that open enrollment is here, there are some changes this year that you need to know about and be aware of. First of all, roughly 1 in 6 Americans buy healthcare as an individual rather than through an employer plan or through being of age to be on Medicare or through something that's related to government providing health coverage like Medicaid or whatever. So individuals buying coverage have faced over the years a real confusing conundrum with buying health coverage. If you qualify based on income and family size for a subsidy, the cost of buying individual health coverage is relatively cheap because of the subsidy. If you're someone who makes too much to qualify for that, and you buy your own individual plan, the plans can be a fortune, absolutely a fortune. And the plans come with deductibles and all that. And so people have been searching hard to find alternatives that would have more affordable premiums. I take a lot of calls from people that are looking at the religious-based co-ops, where you go into a co-op for health coverage, it's not insurance, and you pay into the co-op, and then the co-op uses the funds people paid in to pay routine medical bills. The risk is that these plans don't have strong financial backing, so if in a co-op a number of people end up with catastrophic illnesses, the co-op runs out of money. But it does provide a much more affordable premium, and it's something that has appealed to any of a number of people who've called me. Now, this year, in a number of states, if you go to healthcare.gov and you look for available health plans, you may see a health plan, some states don't allow this, but others do, that will be remarkably low in premiums, right by the bronze, silver, gold, and platinum plans, which if you bought them in the past, you know can be quite expensive and have the deductibles involved with them. But what you do need to know, the cheaper plans that tend to be half the cost per month of the ones that are color-coded bronze, silver, gold, platinum, that these plans usually will require what's known as medical underwriting. These are not what are known as compliant plans. So the insurer can reject you based on pre-existing conditions, can reject you because they just don't like your health profile. But the scarier part, potentially, is for routine stuff, these non-compliant plans typically work fine. But if you develop a serious illness, or if you're a woman and you get pregnant, you likely will have no coverage for a serious illness or for a pregnancy. You know, buying health insurance is complicated, and it's something you need to know. You wonder, there's got to be a catch. Why is this one $474 a month and this other one $251 a month, or whatever the numbers would be? And potentially, the difference is that the cheaper one is non-compliant. And you want to check out, and you'll know it's non-compliant if they make you do a medical questionnaire. That would be an automatic tip-off, because a compliant plan takes all people regardless of pre-existing medical conditions. So if you're asked to fill out any health history, then you're going to know right away it's a non-compliant plan that will have many exclusions for what it covers. What's so difficult in this area is in your budget, being able to afford the premium every month for something that actually covers everything, may be beyond your ability to afford. And so you may trade down to one of these other things. But then again, the problem with one of these other things is they're not going to cover so many different things, which leads me to this conclusion. If you cannot afford a compliant plan that you would buy at healthcare.gov, instead of looking at one of these non-compliant plans, look instead at one of the religious-based co-ops as the alternative. I think that's the better alternative to consider. Check out our full podcast at clark.com/ondemand.